In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today, my beloved, we are celebrating a day which is we have to rejoice, and also we have to be happy in this day. The day when we are singing with all the people and the children, the disciples and the apostles, and we say exactly at Zechariah, when he said in his prophet, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming, the thief, just and a savior. He is meek and riding a donkey and a young foal." And the prophet from 400 years before the coming of Christ, he said that, and he saw Jesus Christ when he entered to Jerusalem. It's a sound of triumph. It's a sound of joy. It's a sound of the happiness. Also, it is not a celebrating that Jesus Christ entered only to Jerusalem. And we have to cry out to the children of Jerusalem and the disciple and say, "Hosanna, the Son of David, come to my heart." I'm not only saying that God, that Jesus Christ entered to Jerusalem. He is also, he's knocking the door of my heart in this day and say, "I am entered the king. You will accept me or not?" I will say with St. Augustine, he said, "For Christ was not the king of Israel so that he might exact a tax or equip an army with weaponry and visibly vanquish an enemy. He was the king in that he rules minds, in that he gives counsel for eternity, in that he leads into the kingdom of heaven for those who believe, hope, and love." The people shout Hosanna, meaning save now, Lord, or Lord, grant salvation. So the meaning, as St. Augustine said, the meaning of Hosanna, it means save me now. So tonight and tomorrow morning, we will cry with everybody, with the children of Israel, with the people, with also the disciples, with also with all the apostles, saying, "Hosanna, the Son of David," or "Save us now," or "Enter to my heart too." Also, I have to be rejoiced. St. Paul, the apostle, said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And maybe in these days also, we are thinking about something very important. When I'm saying rejoice, so the people said, "Abuna, you are sitting at church and you are celebrating the Palm Sunday and you are doing the procession and you are have a palm in your hands, but what you are saying, what we are seeing now, that we are at home." Maybe you have the joy in your heart because you are at church, but we haven't this feeling of rejoice that you have when you are at church. But absolutely, I wanted to say to you, St. Paul, when he said this in this epistle, he sent this to Philippi, and he said, "Rejoice, rejoice everyone." And he wrote that from the prison. You can imagine that he was persecuted and also he was under suffering and pain. And he wrote that, "Rejoice in the Lord, always I say rejoice." So doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter if I am at church or I am at home or whatever. I have to celebrate the Palm Sunday, and I have to be rejoiced, to rejoice with God. When the Jesus Christ entered to Jerusalem, and me and my kids also too, I have the palm and say, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna the son of David. Doesn't matter, I am at home in my room, or I am at church, because he's knocking my door of my heart and say, open the door, I am coming to you as a king. And to rejoice also too, he said, why you have to be sad? I said to you that I am abide in you and you abide in me. So if I took Jesus Christ inside me, why I have to be sad? If Jesus Christ really, I'm trusting him and I know very well that he is abiding in me, and I took his body and his blood, and he is abiding in me, and he said, I'm trusting his word, why I have to be sad? In the opposite, I have to be happy wherever I am. And the question is, how to be happy? How can we make joy is a central part of my life? Number one, I have to allow Christ to enter into and rule our life. What that mean? In that day, I have to say to Christ, if you are coming to my heart, I am opening my mind, and I am opening also to my heart to let you come and to rule as a king in my heart. If my heart, it is inside my heart, there is a lot of sin or a lot of darkness, I have to remove it. I have to remove that, and I have to say, Jesus Christ, come to my heart as a king to rule over everything in my life. St. Macarius the Great said, the Lord is always knocking at the doors of our hearts, that we may open to him, that he may enter in and rest in our souls. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, I shall come in unto him. So, Jesus Christ is very soft, very sweet. He is not going and opening the door by himself, like by force and enforcing to do that. He gives me also the right to do that, to open the door. But he's starting to knock the door. Today he is knocking my heart to say, open, I'm coming to you. And I'm coming to your heart to stay inside your heart. Number two, to rejoice. Never allow the anxiety or the troubles of life to drown out our faith and trust in God. St. Paul said, when he said, rejoice in the same epistle, rejoice in the Lord always, he said also too, don't about anything, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will abide richly in your heart. If I feel that there is an anxiety, or there is something inside my heart, there is a trouble inside my heart, I have to remove it only by prayers and supplication. Again, doesn't matter where I am. Doesn't matter I am at church or I'm at home, I'm a room. Every time I have to pray, when I feel there is a trouble inside my heart, I have to flee and I have to go under, as Abu Nabshir Kamal said, under the feet of the cross. Under the cross, and I see how he's opening his hands for me. The trouble will stay, and the anxiety will not go inside me. Maybe the people out, maybe the world, there is a trouble inside the world, as we see now. But the sons of God, they have no anxiety, because they remove this trouble and this anxiety from the heart by praying and supplication. The prayer maybe not change, is not change the circumstances, but the prayer change my heart. That's why I said when I do matania, it mean changing my mind. Metonaya, which is meaning in Greek language, metonaya, it means change, please God, my mind. Also, to rejoice, and to number three, I have to discover the joy, it be thankful for everything in our lives or our life. In Matthew chapter 11, he said, come to me, all you are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I have also to thank God about everything that I have in my life. Every time I open my eyes in the morning and I wake up early, I have to open my eyes and say, thank you, God, for everything. You give me a new day. There is a sun coming to remind me about your mighty. I know there is a, this day is coming from you. And thank you, God, for everything that you give it to me. I have to look to everything around me, and I have to thank God. By thanks God for everything, God give me also the joy and happiness. Joy, it's a G-O-O-Y, which is abbreviation of Jesus, others, yourself. The center of my life is Jesus. O, it's other. I have to help the people. I have to serve the people. I have to love the people and remove everything from my heart. And why? It's yourself. I have to look to myself, and I have to stay with myself, and I have also to evaluate myself, and I have to see where am I now from God. And the last point, what I have to learn, there is five lessons that I have to learn from Palm Sunday. Actually, I have to learn from the donkey. I took only like something from the Palm Sunday, which is a donkey. What I have to learn from a donkey? Number one, no matter my circumstances, like the donkey, I was created for a purpose. If I feel that I am in this world without any purpose, that God maybe create me by mistake, no, you are wrong. God created me for a purpose. Everyone in the world, God created him for a purpose. Number two, whatever is tying me down, guilt, anxiety, worry, addictions, pain, loss, I have to take a step. I have to take a step and say to God, before God can use me to my full purpose. It means what? The donkey, at that moment, he was tied already outside. And Jesus Christ, he told the two disciples, go and give me bring me this donkey. So Jesus Christ, he knows very well, maybe I am under the stress and under some troubles and maybe under sin. But also I have to trust him that he can remove everything and the yoke from my, remove the yoke from my shoulders too. Number three, even though I might be wild, crazy, and stubborn, sometimes God can use me in amazing ways. I remember also too the last year when we brought a donkey here, when we did the procession outside, and there's a small donkey they brought us last year, and he was very, very, very stubborn. He never let anyone come onto him, like over him. However, believe and trust God that he can use even me if I am stubborn. He can use me anyway. Only I have to think about how God can use everything inside me. Even I have nothing. If I'm stubborn, no, God can use me in an amazing way. Also, another point that I have to learn from the donkeys is they, whatever touches the love of God is changing immediately for the better. You can imagine that the donkey, he was very surprised. I am staying alone, away from the city, and suddenly they brought me, and there is someone only that he was over me, and he was driving me, but the problem that he found a lot of cloud, a lot of people surround him, and he was very anxious. What happened? Jesus Christ put his hand on him, and he said, "Don't worry, Habibi, I am here." And this is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing with us, with his love. If I live, and if I feel the love of God, I will never be anxious. If I feel this love, I will never be in trouble. Even I am in trouble, the trouble will not going inside me. The problem that I can't feel this love from God. I can't. And why I can't feel this love? Because I have no relationship with him. I have no time. Saint John Chrysostom said, if you have no meditation, no time for meditation, a silent time with God, you have no relationship with him. You don't know who is God. So I have to find this time for love. And finally, when I notice things that hold me back from God's destiny for my life, I can be free to live a full and satisfying life. It means that I have also to understand that maybe the donkey said, "Can I go back? I don't want this." But Jesus Christ was driving him and said, "No, you will go in this way." So I have to trust God in everything, that he is like telling me exactly, "Go, Habibi, to this way." I have to listen to also to his word. So I have to live, and I have to learn also from the donkey how he was how it was lucky that Jesus Christ, he was over him. So I have to say with one of the early church fathers said, Palm Sunday marks the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires, and this is exactly what one of our fathers said, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Tonos pahit pasho ise isos fita kot vel enjebi peto helto lazaros whom he raised after 4 days. Raise my heart, my Lord Jesus, which was killed by the evil one. Salam lili adhar alladhi aqamahu badar bat ayyam. Aqim qalbi ya Rabbi Yasuh الذي قتله الشرير جفز مروت جفيوت نم بشيرين بأبناء وما إذ أوامت تريس إجيك إبول تن أوشت موس
Our Father who art in heaven. Amen.
Perissos e subvenções.
Os que falassem muito por aí,
o pion só que
os homens, somente o povo, amém.
E a rini passe. يا سيد ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الاب الاله الذي قطع كل نبطات خطايانا من قبل الاله مخلص المحيي الذي نفق في وجهتنا من القديس يونس راتا وكرر لهم receive the Holy Spirit who send you and remit are remitted to them and those which you retain shall be retained الان ايضا يا سيدنا من قبل رزق الاطهار امتع الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمن في كنيستك المقدسه ان يغفروا الخطايا على الارض وان بتحل كل نبطات الظلم. We ask and entreat your goodness, the love of mankind, to your servants, my fathers, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy. Lose every bond of our sins if I have committed anything against you, any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or to anguish of heart and indeed and word from faint heartedness. Do, Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us. Purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and straighten us unto your all goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the meaning, and the adoration, and you to your good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is ever nice and with you now, to times and unto years of all ages. Amen.
Patri, Kayoke, Agium Neumati, Kenin Kain, Kestosion, Astonion, Amin Tenoste, Volin Boemos, Giopen Choisis,
Efrahi, Watagan Lali, Asayon, El Medina, Gdili, Watagan Lali, Anahu, Wada Melikokiati, Irakeven, Aragash. وتسبح قدام الأطفال قائلين وصلنا في الأغالي هذا هو ملك إسرائيل ذوك سابت
ريكي
When our Lord Jesus Christ came
to the city of Jerusalem to fulfill of the scripture of the elect prophet Then the children carried palms, saying, Hosanna in the highest hidden King of Israel.
Kerinke aike, stos eon, astonion, amin. Walbadu farashu thiyabahum ala tariq amamahu. Linkan yasin alayya yasu al-Nasiri. Al-Sigar yasrukhun qailin. Hosanna fil a'ali. هذا هو ملك إسرائيل
كينك عين كستوسيون أستونيون Then was fulfilled the great prophecy today out of the mouth of babies You have prepared a praise and the children proclaim and say Hosanna in the highest in the King of Israel
حينئذ قال داود في كتاب المزامير مبارك الآتي باسم الرب الإله والأطفال تسبحوا قائلين وصلنا في الأعالي هذا هو ملك إسرائيل
When Jesus entered into the Jerusalem the whole city trembled because of the multitudes surrounding him and the children proclaim and say Hosanna in the heart is the King of Israel.
Kerin ki aik sosion astonion amin hina edin il yahud il mukhalifin imtalau hira azim qalun al rabbi yasuh falyaskut haula min haula nasiyah wal atfal sigar qailin usanna fil a'ali هذا هو ملك إسرائيل كريم كعيك سوسيون سوريون آمين
Then said Jesus to the Jews If these little children hold their peace The stones would cry out and praise me saying O the nine, the height is this in the King of Israel. Kiria eflogison amines moerois moeron simetania coni evol compies mo
Christos pennodi
amina stashopi
urunde tire ne monane te kirin simne non te kirin con nove ne voli to opti ti gon beon me esmon pe amashani amin make us worthy to pray to you thank for our father who art in heaven
and
our
will be done
in the kingdom come
and
it is in heaven, give us this day our daily
bread. Forgive us trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into
temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, in the power and the glory forever.
Amen. Olayn mahabbat Allah ala abdawad kull namat ibn al-wahid rabbina wa l-akhiris al-masih al-sharikatu mahabbat wa atiyat rukuz takum ma'agim yukladun fiikum. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.